This is Express FM.
Supported by the University of Portsmouth.
Wait for the whistle to blow, and we are underway on Express FM.
For the fans, by the fans.
The atmosphere around Fratton at the moment is great, and that's spilled over into the training ground, and the boys are very, very positive.
Giving you a voice.
Everyone has sort of a smile on their face. It's going really well, and it's up to us to keep that, even in a tough moment.
This is the Football Hour.
And it's a good one.
With Jake Smith.
The promotion hangover settles in as the League One champions are defeated on their hero's return to Fratton Park.
There's a chance for Wigan to make it two. A Meta at the back. The unbeaten streak looks like it'll end for Pompey.
Just a fifth league defeat of the season in Pompey's final home match of the campaign, but that didn't stop the party on the south coast.
And Marlon Pack lifts the trophy. The champagne starts flying. Portsmouth are League One champions for 2023-24. John Mazzino has masterminded Portsmouth's return to the championship.
Wigan Athletic 2-1 victors at PO4, but it counts for little for both sides, with Pompey already up as league winners and the Latics unable to go up or down with two games remaining. We'll get all of the reaction to Saturday's loss and for post-match celebrations, including Paddy Lane and his ambitions for next season in the championship.
Let's try and have as good a season I've had this year and see where it takes us.
We'll hear from the club's current longest-serving player on his feelings after lifting the League One title.
It was always my goal coming here when I initially signed on loan. I remember Joe Gallen used to say to me that I was on loan, but I wasn't really a loan player because I sort of got the club straight away. I loved it here and just wanted so badly to get promoted.
Sean Raggett to come, and head coach John Mazzino will also be on hand to give his thoughts on Saturday's game.
It's a shame that we have lost that unbeaten run, and a shame that we're not able to get to 100 points. But I think if we'd have had anything to play for, I'm sure then the performance would have been a lot better than that.
And we'll hear from Boyhood Blue, now title-winning captain Marlon Pack.
To actually fulfil what, you know, I want to do when I come back here, it's going to take a while to sink in, but to actually go and deliver it as a group, we've been unbelievable, I think, since the gaffer's come in through the door.
Then on to another Pompey fan who has had the week that many could only dream of. Ella Humphrey will be on to help us relive yesterday's 3-2 win for the Pompey women at Cheltenham.
Doesn't feel real. It's all been a bit, all over the place. Like, we've had a lot of celebrations.
And we'll also hear from gaffer Jay Sadler.
The second half performance was proper Pompey. That's what we've been all season. That quality between both boxes and that ruthlessness in both boxes.
You're listening to Express FM, and this is the Football Hour.
The Football Hour.
Driven by Stagecoach across the South. Download the app now from the App Store or Google Play to view up-to-date timetable information and to prepay for your journey.
Express FM.
Yes, a very, very good evening. Welcome on this Monday night to the latest instalment of the Football Hour here on Portsmouth's Express FM, where we have got all of the reaction to two games from the weekend for both of Pompey's champions, the men's and the women's. Two very differing results. A 2-1 defeat for John Mazzino's side at Fratton Park on Saturday, where they were able to lift the League One title in front of their own supporters. And then on Sunday, the Pompey women heading to Cheltenham Town, where they secured a 3-2 victory, coming from behind twice to have that win at Kate Lane. We'll be hearing from Ella Humphrey, the hat-trick goal scorer on Sunday, and we'll hear from gaffer Jay Sadler as well. They are aiming towards a potential record in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Currently on 58 points, the record points tally in that league is 60, held by yesterday's opponents, Cheltenham Town. So a win on the 5th of May in their final game against London Bees will secure that record for Pompey. So something to strive for, even with the season done and dusted. And of course, we'll get reaction to Saturday's game, but we'll really want to hear from the players and all of you back home tuning in on how you felt to see that League One trophy being held aloft by captain Marlon Pack at Fratton Park. All the usual ways. The Express FM app is the very best way to get in touch. You can send us a voice note or a type message on there. 81400 is our text number. Start your messages with the word Express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com. On X, it's at expressfm, or facebook.com/PompeyLive. But we will first revisit the action on the pitch from Saturday afternoon, where John Mazzino made five changes from that promotion-winning victory at home to Barnsley just 4 days prior at Fratton Park. The heroes were returning to their home ground, knowing that whatever the result, they would be lifting the League One trophy come the end of the game. And if we're being quite honest, it was a bit of a promotion hangover on the South Coast.
Every kick
left for great delivery.
Every goal
hurling it past the goalkeeper.
Every game is
is right here.
Oh, I don't believe it!
Pompey Live.
What a moment for Pompey!
On Express FM.
And we are underway on Express FM. 0-0. Not a save for Norris to make as yet. Oh, and suddenly it's given away. And Bishop might be one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And he shoots from distance. And he gets it all wrong. And he puts it well wide of the target, trying to lift it over the keeper. 0-0. There is a giant beach ball that's about to be blown into Wigan's goal. And that's what the huge cheer is, because the beach ball is in the back of the Wigan net as Wigan play it forward. Goes all the way through to Will Norris, the Pompey goalkeeper. 0-0. And now the referee has stopped play, so the giant beach ball can be removed. And he'll pop two more balloons, and the steward is not getting a good reception for a move. It is a giant beach ball.
I'm not... Do you think that's the only one?
No.
There'll be another one.
No, I don't think it's the only one. As Wigan have a chance to shoot from distance, it's working quite nicely. Left-footed effort, hits the post. Rebound wouldn't be put towards goal, but the flag was up from Kelman. The original goal would have stood, though. And looking to the sky, Johnny Smith thinks he should have had his fourth of the season. 0-0. Wigan trying to break into Pompey's penalty area. Cross to come in deep towards the far post. There's men there. It's nodded down. Loose in the penalty area. And Pompey are slow to react. Chance for a shot. And it's into the back of the net. A deflected effort. And Luke Chambers has scored his first senior goal. It came off Rafferty. It squirmed and seemed to go into the bottom corner at slow motion. And a few in the front end are clapping. It's not quite the usual hostile reception. Portsmouth 0, Wigan 1. And Yenge goes wide to Pack, and then wants to get in the box himself. Pack to Raggett. Raggett's going to hit this one from here, and he hits it well, and it's palmed away, and still there for Rafferty. His header is saved.
He did hit it well, didn't he? It's what the crowd want to see.
Wigan on the attack. They're making another change, and they've worked it well down the left, and they're going to pull it back, and they can't find a turquoise shirt, and suddenly Pompey might have the counter-attack, because Miles Pietharris has got all kinds of space. Lane's calling for it on the far side. Pietharris has got Pack making a run. Pack in the penalty area. Touch. Pack. Save. Still there. Rafferty pulls it back. Saved again. And Portsmouth the closest they've come to getting an equaliser. Oh, here's McGuinness. There's a chance for Wigan to make it two. A mess at the back. And Josh McGuinness reaches double figures for the season with his left foot, puts it behind and past Norris into the net, celebrates in front of the Wigan fans. The unbeaten streak looks like it'll end for Pompey. Portsmouth 0, Wigan 2. Chance for Portsmouth, laid it back to Bishop. Block deflected, it's hit the bar and stabbed in the net. Yenge scores. And maybe there is more late drama here at Bratton Park. Bishop denied, Yenge wouldn't be. Portsmouth 1, Wigan 2. Lane back to Pack. Delivery to come in again. Loads for Massing. Header is saved. Oh, and Rafferty couldn't get there. And it is cleared away.
That's a decent save as well.
Full-time whistle, bringing an end to Pompey's home season. An end of their chance of getting to 100 points. Still the trip to Lincoln to come. Don't often get defeats applauded. But Portsmouth do applaud and rise to their feet to salute their side, who have been beaten by 2-1 to Wigan today, but still plenty of encouragement from what has been for a memorable home season for those who've been here every game.
All the unmissable action. Pompey Live on Express FM.
Yeah, the highlights there from Saturday's 2-1 defeat for Pompey at Fratton Park, ending an unbeaten run of 17 games for Portsmouth in the league. So that's a run stretching back all the way since mid-January. So I guess you can't be too disappointed with it, especially with Pompey already up. Bit of a promotion hangover on the South Coast. Who cares? That means, of course, Pompey remain shock top of the League One table, 94 points on board, one fixture remaining. Derby County are in second, Bolton in third. Let's go through the other results from the weekend. On Friday night, Oxford United 1, Stevenage 1. On Saturday, Northampton Town 1, Exeter City 2, Blackpool 3, Barnsley 2. Big, big result in terms of the race for the top six. Bolton 2-0 victors over Port Vale. Bristol Rovers 2-0, Peterborough United 2, sorry. Burton Albion 3, Reading 2. A result which relegates Fleetwood Town despite their victory by a goal to nil on the road at Leyton Orient. Elsewhere, Cambridge 0, Derby 1, Carlisle United 1, Wickham Wanderers 3, Charlton 1, Shrewsbury 1, Cheltenham Town 1, Lincoln City 2. And that is it from the weekend. So down at the bottom, Carlisle relegated, of course, already. Port Vale and Fleetwood both relegated following results this weekend. Cheltenham Town have two matches to play. They have a game in hand on Burton Albion, who are just above them and outside of the relegation zone. They need to win tomorrow night to stand any sort of chance of surviving this coming weekend. Burton Albion and Cambridge United both level on 46 points. Cambridge United also playing in midweek. So really a point or really a win keeps them up. A win will definitely keep them in League One for next season. A point will pretty much strengthen their position in the third division for the next campaign. And alongside us to talk about all of the weekend's action and to look ahead to a little bit, I guess, to the Championship now that it is secured for Portsmouth Football Club. First and foremost, please welcome on to the Football Hour, Mr. Mark McGee. Mark, a very good evening to yourself, sir.
Hi, Jake. Pleasure to be here, buddy, as usual.
Mark, a defeat for Pompey on Saturday, but in all honesty, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I think the main thing was, I think everyone was there for the trophy lift, weren't they? So I think everyone was just waiting for the end of the game, especially, you know, highlighted by everyone celebrating the beach ball goal and the goal as if it was like the best thing that's happened all season. So, yeah, it was a nice party atmosphere, and the end of the season is always a nice game.
Mm. Andrew Barnard is also here alongside us. Barney, good evening. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me again, mate.
Helps have the correct mic up, wouldn't it?
Thanks for having me again, mate.
Barney, as Mark's alluded to there, the result really not the most important thing on Saturday. It was just one of those occasions where us as supporters could enjoy the game and just have that bit of a party.
Yeah, probably something that needs to be said is, like, well done to all the fans that, you know, would have been tempted to run on, celebrate, whatnot. Perhaps the result did dampen some people's celebration moods, but at least everyone stayed off the pitch, allowed the players to have their moment with their friends and family. Everyone got their celebration on Tuesday, didn't they, from a fan's perspective. So yeah, it was good to see a very well organised and positive celebration for the players, at least.
Let's go through the game first of all, because we're all itching, of course, to talk about the celebrations and really the wider picture. Mark, on the 22nd minute, Wigan took the lead. Luke Chambers opened the scoring. Pompey really failed to clear their lines in the box. Shot deflected into the far corner. Will Norris just stood a bit stranded as well. Marlon Pack had a few words for Abu Kamara for that one. Was that just a bit of a lapse in concentration?
Yeah, you know what? I think you could... I mean, I might be wrong in saying this, but I think you could tell that the players, we could have played that game in a higher gear. And I think now the promotion's done and the title's won, I think mentally, even if the players can't consciously admit it, I think subconsciously they probably have dropped their levels a little bit, and deservedly so. They've had a long, tiresome season where they've gone up to that point, you know, they've only lost four games in the entirety of the season. So I think they can be forgiven for downing tools and having lapses in concentration, because they've earned it. They've earned their sort of off day, if you like. And I think it can be put down to that, really, because it was a bit of a sloppy opening goal, but it definitely wouldn't have happened in games gone by. I can say that much.
Definitely a promotion hangover in your books, Barney, rather than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, even early on at the beginning of the game, Colby has that chance, doesn't he, where Wigan sort of give the ball away and he has the chance to try and lob the keeper. I can't help but feel that in the first 44 games of the season, or however many it is, he would have put that away. Everyone just looked a little bit tired, didn't they? I think you see the difference when, you know, we normal people, we have a drink, we feel it for two or three days sometimes, don't you? Especially when you're like me in your mid-30s. Yeah, so I mean, these professional athletes that I would assume don't drink much during the week normally, when they've had as much as they had Tuesday, Wednesday, then yeah, I can imagine there was a little bit of a hangover in their system.
Yeah. Donna has got in touch saying, incredible team at Express FM on and off the pitch. Still have no voice after all the singing and cheering celebrated after the game with my daughter Kirsty, lots of wonderful friends who I've travelled up and down the country with to watching this amazing team. We never make it easy, but that's why we love Portsmouth Football Club, and actually winning it at home in front of the fans was so special. Well done to everyone involved with Pompey, and the game at the Pompey Women's, their fixture against Cheltenham Town was also pretty special as well. What a special club we have. Donna, thank you very much for getting in touch. Barney, we'll continue to go through the game then very quickly, because again we want to talk about the celebrations, what happened afterwards. Josh McGuinness doubling Wigan's lead on the 83rd minute. Do you know what, I didn't care that much about it, but I literally just put Josh McGuinness doubles Wigan's lead on my notes. Didn't even put how he scored.
Yeah, they were two semi-decent finishes from Wigan, I'd say. I just see, as we've said already, the players just didn't seem too fussed. They weren't exactly, there was no desperation, last ditch challenges. Even any other opportunities they had didn't seem to really be blocked by us. It was more like they just didn't finish them themselves. For both teams, it meant nothing, as you said in your build up. Wigan couldn't go up, couldn't go down. Credit to their away fans, though. They joined in, didn't they?
They
bounced around when prompted by the Fratton end. And a fair few of them stuck around to watch at the end as well. So I think that's true football fans there, that, you know, want to just watch a trophy presentation and, you know, maybe hope that they can do it next year, perhaps.
Yeah, certainly was just a good day all around. To me, 85th minute, sorry, Cassini Yenge had fired home from just about a yard out. Colby Bishop's effort had been deflected wickedly over the goalkeeper. He tried to scramble it away, but Cassini Yenge was there to really hammer it home. You could see the velocity in that strike from Yenge to give Pompey what turned out to be just a consolation goal, defeated by 2-1 in their celebration fixture against Wigan Athletic, where afterwards the League One trophy was held aloft. We've spoken about the promotion hangover, and we're also going to hear from John Bassinio later in the show, talking about maybe why Pompey were defeated on Saturday with a very busy week in the build-up to the game. But somebody who certainly enjoyed his celebrations after Tuesday's promotion winning victory over Barnsley at Fratton Park was Paddy Lane, who I caught up with after the game on Saturday afternoon. Paddy, congratulations. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, obviously good to do it in front of the fans. The result was disappointing, but to be honest, it was about more than that today. It was about everyone enjoying the celebrations at the end.
Yeah, it looked really fun to be a part of. I guess that's something you've been itching to get involved with since the start of the campaign.
Exactly, yeah. It's since I came down last January, obviously, size of the club and you know what it means to everyone here. So, yeah, definitely wanted to do it.
Any personal goals as we kick on the Championship next season?
Just try and have as good as a season I've had this year and see where it takes us.
And just finally, one more job to do next Saturday at Weir Lincoln. Got to be professional enough to get back on the horse and try and win that game too.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Lincoln are obviously playing for a lot, and you know we want to stop them best we can because
together this week
we don't want to be. Well, I can't now. So I don't want to be. Don't want to be just letting them have an easy ride into playoffs, because we know we worked hard to be where we are. So I want to make sure they do too.
Don't worry, your radio didn't drop out then. Naughty Paddy, naughty Paddy. He's some character, isn't he, Mark Paddy Lane?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's popular for a reason amongst the Pompey fans, and you can see why. I think he's obviously a popular figure in the dressing room as well. I've done my fair share of reading of the programmes in the recent weeks, especially, and you know, he's come up quite a few times in the player interviews. So yeah, he's a great character to have in the squad, and obviously immensely talented, and he doesn't just contribute off the pitch, on the pitch his contribution is massive, and you know, he's an energetic player, and we'd miss him on and off the pitch without him.
Somebody who has been at the club since 2019, signing initially on loan in 2019, signing permanently a year later, Sean Raggett, the current longest-serving player at Portsmouth FC. He finally achieved his goal of securing promotion with the Blues on Tuesday afternoon last week, and I've been speaking to him again after the title celebrations on Saturday afternoon. Sean, congratulations. It's been quite some week for you and the team. How great was it to be back here at Fratton Park to lift the League One trophy?
Just fantastic, yeah. I think, obviously the result was a bit disappointing, but following that, the sort of scenes you saw at the end with the players on the pitch with their families and celebrating with the fans, I think, it was absolutely fantastic.
Signed on loan 2019, then 2020, permanent since then. 5 seasons overall, finally promoted up to the Championship. It's been a long time in the making, this, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was always my goal coming here when I initially signed on loan. You know, I think I remember Joe Gallen used to say to me that I was on loan, but I wasn't really a loan player because, you know, I think I sort of got the club straight away. I loved it here and, yeah, I've just wanted so badly to get promoted.
And great celebrations after the game as well. How did it feel to be walking around with the rest of your players and the families as well, soaking that all in?
Yeah, definitely one of the top moments of my life for sure so far. You know, everyone, seeing everyone with their families and celebrating with the fans, it was just fantastic, yeah.
We've got all the pictures with the League One trophy, but you get to take home this really beautiful League One winners medal as well. Is it a heavy one?
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Like, I haven't even really had the chance to take a look at it. It's fantastic. You know, I'm not really a very sentimental person, but I've been fortunate enough to have a couple of promotions in my career, and they're definitely medals that I'll cherish for sure.
And just finally, what does the summer look like for Sean Raggett celebrating this fantastic campaign?
The summer, I haven't really given it too much thought, you know, just...
Nice quiet one at home again?
It probably actually will be a quiet one. You know, I'll go away with my daughter and my partner and, you know, take some time to relax, because I think this year's been, you know, it's been fantastic, of course, but it's been obviously a lot of hard work's gone into the year to sort of get to where we are, so it'd be nice after next weekend to obviously celebrate again, but then have a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, I think we're all very pleased for everybody within this Pompey team, but in particular Sean Raggett, being the current longest serving player at this club, finally promoted with the Blues. We're going to get more from Mark and Barney here on the Football Hour after the break, and we're going to hear more exclusive reaction to Saturday's League One trophy presentation at Fratton Park with club captain and Blues supporter Marlon Pack, who sums up his emotions after being able to celebrate on home turf.
The aim was to get the club back into the Championship and competing with some of the big boys, and it's the least this club deserves, and it's the minimum kind of division that the club should be in. So fantastic moments waiting for us next season in the Championship.
Stick around for that and much more. Don't go anywhere.
For the fans, by the fans, the Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
We know entertaining the kids can be tricky at the best of times. That's why Stagecoach is here to help. During the school holidays, up to four people, maximum of two adults, can travel with our Portsmouth Group Day Rider for just £5. So that's your travel sorted. Now you just need to decide what to do when you get there. Special offer tickets are only available from the driver. Cash and contactless payments accepted. Leave the car at home and enjoy a day out by bus. For more information, visit stagecoachbus.com.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Good evening, welcome back to the Football Hour here on Portsmouth's Express FM, here to deliver all of reaction to Saturday's 2-1 defeat for Pompey at home to Wigan Athletic. We're after the game, the Blues were able to lift the League One trophy at Fratton Park, having been confirmed as promoted as champions 4 days prior in a 3-2 win over Barnsley at PO4. Just one game remains for John Bassino's side this season, with, of course, that top spot all secured. They travel to Lincoln City this coming Saturday for a 12:30 kickoff at St Bank. We're going to have all of the preview to that one here on the next edition of the Football Hour this coming Friday from 6. But now, between now and 7 o'clock, we're going to hear more from Mark McGee and Andrew Barnard here in the studio for the Football Hour. Mark, watching the celebrations at Fratton Park on Saturday and really soaking it all in, knowing that Pompey would be back in the Championship next season. Of course, it's taken a few days to digest it after the celebrations last Tuesday night. How does that make you feel as a fan after 12 years away from the second tier? Pompey are finally back.
Yes, it's surreal, really. I think, obviously, I have really fond memories of the League Two title being won at the park, but it was something that I don't think I can really say I've experienced in my time as being a Pompey fan. I mean, I think I was very, very young. We won the Championship trophy all those years ago. But to actually, like, see the presentation at the end of the game is something really unique, and something that, obviously, you know, as much as I'd like it to be a common occurrence, I think that's something that I'm really fortunate to see. And yeah, it's going to be a memory that I'll remember for a lifetime, really. And that's what being part of this club and being a football fan is all about, right?
Definitely. And something, Barney, that we are unfortunately weren't able to see in 2017 after the League Two title success was lifting the trophy at Fratton Park, down to really the fact of that I think the EFL thought that either Plymouth or Doncaster were going to win it. They had games respectively away at Grimsby and Hartlepool that day. It was quite the miracle for Pompey to win that trophy. We know that one. So we had to settle for the following day, the afternoon on Southsea Common, to lift it on that stage, which in itself was a fantastic day. But I think when you look back at the pictures and the videos and the archives from this weekend gone and the promotion of 2024, there's something a lot more satisfying and pleasing as a supporter to be able to see that trophy lifted at Fratton Park, right?
Yeah, it's a demonstration of the dominance, really, we've had this season, that we've been able to wrap it up with a couple of games to spare. Being able to plan, you know, a trophy lift that with that much time is fantastic. Again, it's a testament to how good we've been this year. I wasn't lucky enough to be on the Common when we won League Two. I had to work that day. Obviously with a day's notice, you weren't expecting that. As chaotic as that league win was on that last day of the season, and whatever it was, 15-20 minutes we were top. It was fantastic to be at, but yeah, gutting that I didn't get to see the trophy lift. But that's quite something to experience on Saturday.
A bit more notice for the Southsea Common get together this year. That's happening this coming Sunday. That is, of course, the 28th of April. Timings and real locations and the details of that celebration on the Southsea Common yet to be confirmed. Do watch this space. We'll have you covered here on Express FM with the latest news when it comes out, and of course on our website, ExpressFM.com, or you can also download our app to find out when that parade is happening. The timings and all of the details for this Sunday, the 28th of April, on Southsea Common. Let's get now more reaction to Saturday's defeat for Pompey at home to Wigan Athletic and the celebrations that followed that loss at Fratton Park. John Bassinio, I was speaking to him on the touchline after all of the chaos on Saturday.
John, defeat today, but I guess a testament to the great work the team and yourself have done for the previous 44 games, that it didn't actually mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't mean anything. It's a shame that we have lost that unbeaten run, and a shame that we're not able to get to 100 points. I think that was the incentive going into today, but I think if we'd have had anything to play for, I'm sure then the performance would have been a lot better than that, but mainly because if we had anything to play for, it wouldn't have been, we would have been back in on Wednesday doing our preparation as normal. So the preparation coming into the game mentally and physically was very, very different for what you've seen for the previous 44 games, and I think it took its toll.
And we almost but not quite had a replica of Tuesday night in the final 10 minutes of that game. That says a lot about this team. We've seen it throughout the entirety of the campaign. Those final 10 minutes, they do spur themselves into life a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, and it's one of those things that's a positive and slightly negative as well, because we really don't want to wait until we go two goals down or a goal down to spark into life. And that was a frustrating thing today, that once we got back in the game, particularly in the second half, I thought we were actually very good in the second half and created a lot of pressure on the Wigan goal and just couldn't quite put to bed a few of those chances. So yeah, once we did that, I thought we were a much better side, but the first half we were off it. It's understandable, and I don't think we have to read too much into that. We just go again next weekend.
How great did it feel to finally be on that podium lifting the League One trophy in front of the entire Fratton Park?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's a long time coming for everybody connected to the football club, and it's felt a long time coming for everybody this season as well. It's a long old slog, the league campaign, to play 46 games and all the cup games in a really short space of time is very, very difficult to do, and it's very, very difficult not for just for the players, the staff, but for the fans to support as well. When you think you're done, when you think you've done Fleetwood away, you've got Port Vale the next week, then you've got Oxford, short little trip for everybody at Portsmouth, and that happens again and again and again. So it is a grind, and it's brilliant to culminate, or for it to culminate in this today.
And a word on Marlon Pack, scooped up plenty of the Player of the Season awards pre-game to lift the trophy for him as a boyhood fan of this football club, and the celebrations after the game for him, I'm sure that meant more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, you probably found out I think everybody knew before the game Tuesday night anyway, but after the game, speaking to Marlon, seeing what it meant to him to be able to do that, very, very special moment, I think, for Marlon and all of his family. I think for a lad who is obviously born and bred, season ticket holder at Portsmouth, up through the academy, got his pro contract, and it never really worked out for him at that stage, for him to come back and to be able to do this at the back end of his career, it's just remarkable.
And we didn't quite get the fist pumps from you and the Fratlands at the end of the game, but we did see lift the trophy and do a couple of those. So I guess that was a suitable replacement.
I thought there was a nice halfway house there between the two. So it's not me. I know everybody's been looking forward to it all season, but yeah, not something that I've ever really known in football. So yeah, I think everybody gets that, and it was just a brilliant day anyway.
Great to see Eric Eisner, Breck Eisner here, not only to watch the presentation, but also to actually present the team with the League One trophy as well.
I thought that was really special and really nice moment for the Eisners. I guess it ties everything up nicely for this chapter, because my first game here, I spoke about it the other night, my first game here, Exeter at home, the plane flew over with the banner with Eisner's No Plan, No Ambition. And it's brilliant to be able to sort of put an end to that. And I know everybody has throughout the season, and that was a minority of people that thought that anyway, but I think it's a very, very special moment for the Eisner family, for Michael, for Breck, Anders and Eric to be able to do that, to be able to enjoy today. I think they're all coming next week at Lincoln, and that'll be another great day for them.
And just touching on that, finally, big day, of course, Lincoln away. The job is done in terms of promotion, Champions League One, but still a professional job to do to try and, you know, keep the integrity of the league, as you were talking to Andy Moon about. You've still got a job to do to go and win that game next week.
Yeah, I think that's important. Today, obviously, Wigan had nothing to play for. We were done in terms of our league position, so you know, it doesn't really matter too much in terms of the result today. But next week, Lincoln in sixth place are really fighting for, obviously, that spot in the playoffs, and sides below them relying on us to do a job. So we'll have to make sure that we dust ourselves off physically, mentally, do the right thing going into next week and get it right.
And Barney, we've been singing the praises, quite rightfully so, for days now, or weeks, or probably even months now, for John Mousinho in his first managerial job, his first full season in management as well, or as a head coach, or whatever title you want to give him. What a phenomenal campaign he's had. League One manager of the season, title winner as well. Only 5 league defeats all campaign. He surely could have asked for much better than that.
Yeah, I mean, there was plenty of glimpses, wasn't there, when he first came in to replace the Cowleys, that there was something special there, but he was still dealing with a whole setup that wasn't entirely his, and he probably wasn't able to get his ideas fully across straight away. Really early pre-season start. We were out in Spain a lot earlier than many teams actually got going.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's part of it, all the extra time to get going, get his thoughts, his styles of play embedded in the team. And well, yeah, over the season we've seen some fantastic performances. We've seen both ends of the scale, from early starts in the game where we, like Barnsley away, sort of ran away with it and then somehow held on for 70 minutes to just about survive and win. Then we've seen the opposite. We've seen the real grit and determination to come back from losing positions. We've spoken about it on the show when I've been on, you know, how we've come back, won like 20 plus points, I think it is, from losing positions in this season. What an achievement he's created for this team.
25 points overall.
Yeah.
11 games out of what is now 45, which is quite frankly a quarter of the campaign. Pompey have recovered from losing positions to recover either a win or a draw. 7 wins and 4 draws from those 11 recovered. 25 points in total. So yeah, absolutely incredible. We had that 27 game unbeaten run, of course, since the 11th of March to the 25th of November last year. And then prior to Saturday's defeat to Wigan, 17 league matches unbeaten. John Mousinho is a manager, a head coach who really makes his side a difficult one to beat. That is for sure. And it likes an unbeaten run as well. Let's move on to somebody who I'm sure would have had just the best week of his life. Mark Marlon Pack, boyhood Pompey supporter, returned to the club after some years away, of course, with Pompey going through the turmoil they did at the start of the 2010s. Marlon Pack coming through the academy, you know, his career heading in the completely opposite direction to what Pompey were going, down to League One and League Two at the time. He's come back, he's completed the job, he's returned his boyhood club to the Championship as club captain. And what a moment he had on Saturday, Mark, to be able to lift that trophy in front of his family, friends and the rest of the Pompey supporters.
Yeah, it's like the script out of a film, isn't it? Like, I can't imagine there are going to be many more moments sweeter as a football player for him. And yeah, like you say, he's someone that he's Pompey born and bred. Like, he's from the city. Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's Pompey born and bred. You can hear it in his voice when he talks, and he's, you know, he talks about the city with such a passion, and he gets us. And I think I had a little think to myself about that. You know, other clubs, they go up and they have a captain who, you know, isn't perhaps like from the local area, and it really is like a remarkable achievement. 125 years, a captain who comes from the city. Just feels like everything was like written in the stars, doesn't it? It almost feels like too good to be true in a way. But I agree with both of your sentiments. And you know, as soon as Moose came in last season, something felt different. As soon as he came in, you know, he did have to get rid of like the old Cowley regime and sign his own players, but something has felt different from the get-go. And yeah, I would never have imagined the season we've now had at the start of this season. I thought it'd be a good one, but wow, everything's just been brilliant, hasn't it?
It was a big decision as well to give Marlon Pat the captaincy. Barney, it was, I guess, a no-brainer given his allegiances to the city and the club as well. And when you've got a fan, not just playing for the club, but as a captain as well, with the experience that he brought to the team when he signed back in 2022, that kind of influence, you know, on the pitch, on the dressing room as well, in training, I'm sure has had a massive play, part to play in Pompey's success this season.
Yeah, he's had his own adversity to overcome, hasn't he? He's shown sort of moments of shakiness, having to find his form of the past. Was it two sendings off against Charlton, two games in a row? That was, you know, probably things he won't want to remember, but it's shown the strength in his character to be able to come back from that and lead as he has. He's clearly been able to lead alongside Moose and get their kind of, you know, we're playing for a city that's a very, very special place. You know, I'm not born and bred here, but this city, when I moved here when I was 19, absolutely grabbed me and hasn't let me go. And I love this place. And I think you can see how many of the players have said that without, you know, probably that much social media training. I don't imagine our little social media team do that much of that. But they all seem to say the right things. And yeah, I think that comes from the heart with a lot of them.
And Marlon Pack, of course, being a boyhood Pompey fan, becomes the first Portsmouth captain to lift a trophy for the club, having been born and bred in the city. 75 years ago, Reg Flewin became the only other Pompey-born captain to receive a league trophy when he picked up the championship in 1949 and 1950, winning at the top flight of English football for Portsmouth. Reg Flewin, of course, has gone down in Pompey legend, as I'm sure will now, Marlon Pack. And what has been the 125th anniversary season for Portsmouth Football Club, and Reg Flewin, by the way, also picking up a trophy during the Golden Jubilee season. So I am very much looking forward to the 150th in 25 years' time. Let's see where that takes us. And also that special moment on Saturday, Marlon Pack lifting that League One trophy in front of that Fratton Park crowd, really perfectly encapsulated by our very own Andy Moon.
And last but very much not least, Marlon Pack salutes the crowd with two fists in the air and heads over towards the podium where he will get his medal, and in a minute he will get the chance to lift the League One trophy. It is a boyhood dream he's going to live out, Marlon Pack. Lifting, he's handed the trophy. Here we go. This is the moment. Marlon Pack walks across the podium. He gets ready, and Marlon Pack lifts the trophy. The champagne starts flying. Portsmouth are League One champions for 2023-24. John Messino has masterminded Portsmouth's return to the championship. The celebrations have been big this week. They will continue to be big for the next few days. Marlon Pack is going to pass the trophy around, and Pompey are League One title winners.
And I was incredibly fortunate enough after the game to be able to catch up with the Blues skipper.
Marlon, if you can, try and summarise what's been a really hectic few days for you and the team.
I don't really know what to say. I keep repeating myself, but it hasn't fully sunk in yet. Obviously, today helped lifting the trophy in front of our amazing fans, but yeah, it's going to be one, I think, over the course of the summer when we got, you know, some downtime to really sit back and reflect and go through what has been an incredible season.
And winning promotion, one thing, to win the league title as well, always, of course, the aim when you re-sign for the club a couple of seasons back now. But how did it feel to actually lift that trophy in front of this Fratton Park crowd?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, I think, to actually fulfil what, you know, I want to do when I come back here. Like I said, it's going to take a while to sink in, but to actually go and deliver it as a group, we've been unbelievable, I think, since the gaffer's come in through the door. To give these fans, you know, something to cheer about for a while. It's been a tough few years, and but they've supported us through thick and thin, especially through the dark times last season. And they've been right with us right the way. But yeah, to do it, to celebrate in front of my friends, family, and everyone else today, and with all the staff and their friends and family, is unbelievable.
Yeah, but of course, the job not done for yourself, Marlon Pack, here at Portsmouth. Championship next season, time to kick on.
Yeah, I think it's just like, first and foremost, let's enjoy this moment. But yeah, I mean, it's rightly so. We you know, the aim was to get the club back into the Championship and competing with some of the big boys, and it's the least this club deserves, and it's the minimum kind of division that the club should be in. So yeah, some fantastic moments waiting for us next season in the Championship, home and away, some really big teams coming to Fratton Park, and yeah, it's going to be one to enjoy for sure.
Now, the job's done, of course, promotion's achieved, the title's secured, but one game still remaining at Lincoln next week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those today where obviously we wanted to win the game. There was an opportunity to get to 100 points. Obviously, to stay unbeaten all season would have been real nice, but yeah, obviously it wasn't to be today. But yeah, it will be the same as normal. There's a job to do, there's an obligation to have to the league, to everyone else that's playing, to the fans, you know, that's going to come and support us all the way to Lincoln. And yeah, when the pressure's off, then hopefully we can play some really nice, attractive football.
Marlon Pack and the rest of that Pompey squad surely now etched themselves into Portsmouth folklore. Congratulations once again to John Massino and his team for winning the League One title. Truly incredible scenes on Saturday afternoon, despite that defeat to Wigan Athletic, to hold aloft that trophy in front of that Fratton Park crowd. And somebody who would have been in the crowd on Saturday afternoon, Pompey fan Ella Humphrey, who's very fortunate to play for the Pompey women's side. The 19-year-old bagged a hat-trick in yesterday's 3-2 victory away at Cheltenham Town. She's been speaking to the club's media team about what a fantastic week it's been for her and the rest of the fan base.
I feel like we're all living the dream right now. Obviously, the fact that the men and women have both been promoted, it's an unbelievable club. And to be a Pompey fan and to be part of it all, it's just a massive, you know, congratulations to everyone. We've all done really well and we've all worked so hard for it.
We're going to hear from Ella and head coach Jay Sadler on yesterday's win at Kate Lane when the Football Hour returns after a short break.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
The new Stagecoach Flexi 5. A bus ticket that works when you do. For those who travel often, but not every day. These new flexible bus tickets are available as Flexi 5. Bundles of 5-day riders for the price of 4. And Flexi 10, bundles of 10-day riders for the price of 7. Flexi tickets are now available to download via the Stagecoach Bus app. Download Flexi 5 or Flexi 10 from Apple App Store or Google Play today. For more information, visit stagecoachbus.com.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Good evening. Welcome back for the final time tonight to the Football Hour here on Express FM, delivering, well, we have delivered all of the reaction to Saturday's 2-1 defeat at home to Wigan Athletic and the amazing scenes after the game where Pompey were able to hold aloft the League One trophy after securing promotion as champions to the Championship on Tuesday night in a 3-2 win over Barnsley. Let's get some thoughts of you guys tuning in from back home. Thank you to Adele and Mike from Wellingor near Lincoln. With a little advance notice for the fans driving up here on Saturday, the South Common car park nearest to Lincoln City Stadium will be unavailable due to a fairground in place from Wednesday. The central car park is a multi-storey car park close to the railway / bus station. Details of other parking facilities are available on the Lincoln website. Have a safe journey up and play at Pompey. See you on Saturday. Best wishes, Mike and Adele from Wellingor near Lincoln. Mike and Adele, thank you very much for getting in touch this evening. I know you're very keen listeners to Pompey Live, living around the Lincoln area when you can't get to the game. So thank you very much for that advance notice. If you are travelling up by car on Saturday to Lincoln, Pompey fans, please be aware that the South Common car park near the ground will be unavailable due to a fairground.
So we had all the ticketing issues, and now we've got a car parking issue. Brilliant. Steve Burgard has got in touch on Facebook saying, glad we're champions, but what a shame we could not emulate the 2003 promotion team and win both of the last two home games. Being picky, I know. Perhaps it would have been better if we'd drawn on Tuesday. The players might then have been slightly better shape and then won on Saturday. But whatever, we are still champions. Thank you, Steve, for getting in touch. And Barney, we were speaking off there. With promotion as champions secured on Tuesday night, as fans of football, we enjoyed the celebrations deep into Wednesday morning and the days afterwards. And maybe we were being a little bit selfish, thinking, do you know what? Could we get up to 100 points? Could we be centurions? It would have been a nice thing to add to it, wouldn't it? But ultimately, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think I refer to it as it would have been like a cherry on top of the cherry on the massive cake that we've been given this season.
Wait, 7 years out of League One, we're sat here being picky.
Exactly. And there's so many times this season, things that keep coming back to mind of how we've been sort of blessed with opportunities to even have to choose players that are going to play. Like in years past, it's been like a no-brainer. Oh, so-and-so's absolutely going to play. Or last season, Colby, absolutely going to play every game. This season, there's been the Colby versus Yenge debates, there's been winger debates, central defenders, but frankly, they've all been fantastic. What an absolute privilege we've had to be able to have those debates. It's all been positive, very, very little negativity to hang on. What a fantastic season to look back on.
Thomas on Twitter, in a quote reply to Pompey's video where Marlon Pack comes out of a tunnel to the podium, picks up the League One trophy and then lifts it aloft in front of the south stand, saying that little shake of a head at 1:08, it all sinks in for Marlon. We've lifted the FA Cup at Wembley, we've won Division One, League Two and the Football League trophy in my lifetime, but seeing one of our own, a genuine Pompey, lift that trophy is really, really special. The thoughts there of Thomas on Marlon Pack lifting that title on Saturday. Linda on the emails. Good evening, Linda. It was the occasion on Saturday, so the score didn't really matter, and I thought we would lose considering the celebrations we had since Tuesday, but most fans didn't mind as they were for the presentation at the end. It was a fun afternoon, especially with a giant beach ball that went into the Milton End. Yeah, that's a good point, Linda. It was practically 2-2, wasn't it? The fans stayed off the pitch, so everyone enjoyed the presentation. Now the work starts to keep us in the championship, and I hope we've had a good recruitment like we'd had this season, which I expect is already in the planning. Regarding the FA Cup not having replays, perhaps the Premier League should just play it amongst themselves, and that would leave them more time to play lucrative friendly matches abroad. Player Pompey, Linda, thank you for getting in touch and your thoughts there on the scrapping of the FA Cup replays, something we're going to have plenty of time to do once the season's over and we've milked all this promotion talk. Dave's got in touch saying, hi Jake, a very predictable outcome to the match on Saturday following the highs of the previous few days, but nothing and nobody was going to spoil the party. Wonderful scenes at the end, although how many of those lads would have played the final match for Pompey, who knows. One of the highlights of the day had to be the love shown for Sean Raggett, with the chance of Raggett for England in what could have been possibly his final appearance at PO4 in a Pompey shirt, says Dave on the emails. I certainly wouldn't begrudge him another contract, but sentiment would not and cannot come into these decisions in the summer. I would also prefer him to leave on a high if he is deemed to be one of the names on the release list. We shall see. These decisions currently sit with others. Dave, thank you very much for getting in touch. Right, that's it in terms of the men's team. Let's move on to the Pompey women, with promotion and the title of the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division already wrapped up, again with two games spare. They headed to Cheltenham Town yesterday afternoon, knowing they could beat the points record in that division, which is currently 60. Two wins from their final games would take them up to 61, and they did exactly that in the first of those two challenges yesterday with a 3-2 victory away at Cheltenham Town. Pompey fan Ella Huntthree was on the score sheet with a hat-trick, and she spoke to Max Swatton after the game.
Well, Ella, weeks for Pompey fans, did they get any better?
I don't think they do. I feel like we're all living the dream right now. Obviously, the fact that the men and women have both been promoted, it's an unbelievable club. To be a Pompey fan and to be part of it all, it's just a massive, you know, congratulations to everyone. We've all done really well and we've all worked so hard for it, and, you know, it's great to be able to celebrate with everyone. But yeah, it's been a great season, but a great few last weeks.
And specifically for you, a fan of the men's team, play for the women's team, you celebrate promotion, or the title win last Sunday for the women's team. It was Tuesday night, we had yesterday as well, the end of season awards dinner. You came from behind today with a hat-trick. How are you feeling right now?
Doesn't feel real. It's all been a bit, you know, all over the place. Like, we've had a lot of celebrations. Obviously, we still had a game to play. We've still got one next week. So it's important to just keep our heads down. Obviously, it was, you know, we went in Cheltenham played well. They're a really sort of physical team. But yeah, it was good to be able to get there, get a win. And obviously three goals is a bit of a bonus, but we all worked really hard for it. And we just want to finish on a high, really.
It's your first hat-trick for the club. Just talk us through each of the goals.
I mean, the first one, I think I kind of took off Em a little bit. I just wanted to get it in the back of the net. I didn't care how. The second one was a great cross by Quirky, and I've just got in front of the player. And the last one, I think Quirky slipped me through again, and I've sort of just about got it around the keeper, trickled in, but it's gone in. So, yeah, really happy to score them. But obviously, we wouldn't be able to do it without the team, and we all did really well and worked hard today.
What did Jay say at half-time to spark that sort of second-half comeback?
Just saying we're not good enough. I don't think the first half was very good at all. I think we got a bit complacent. We weren't playing our football. They were physical, and we just weren't responding in the right way. I think we needed half time just to reset, and we needed to play our football at the end of the day. And we went into that second half and we did play our football, and it just showed, you know, to get that result. I think we did deserve it in the end, but yeah, it was a hard first half, but we definitely did better in the second.
Like we both alluded to, it's been quite a week. There's been a lot going on. Sort of feels like there hasn't been a game in quite a while. So how much did you all enjoy getting back out there?
Yeah, it's been great to get back out. Obviously, we've all been a bit all over the place with awards and celebrations. But we came here and we all had to switch on because obviously, yeah, we haven't had a game in a few weeks. So it's felt a bit strange. But once we're on that pitch, we're all fully focused and we got the job done today.
Just want to talk about the support today as well from the Pompey fans. How good was that to experience?
Unbelievable. You can always hear them. We honestly can't do it without them. You know, we're away from home. It's not just around the corner. And to get that many fans is just great. So it's a massive credit to them. They help us through all of this, and we wouldn't have been able to do all of this without them. So, yeah, thank you very much to the fans.
And after that final whistle, Max Swatton also asked for the gaffer's take on the game.
I think game of two halves, if I'm being honest, from our perspective. I think we made it hard for ourselves in the first half, and also Cheltenham come out of the blocks. They put pressure on us, player for player. Very physical in what they do with their duels. We had to find a way to play through it and trust and have the right depth, have the right options to play, and don't think we did. If I'm being honest, I was, to be critical, very disappointed with our first half performance. It wasn't us at all. The two goals that we conceded are really poor goals to concede. The first one, just not being clean with our decisions when trying to build and trust and play for the switch to get out, because on the far side we always had a 2v1 advantage. And then the second one, and we've hesitated in the press, giving them a moment to... We've then half the squad have pressed, half have dropped, and it's resulted in a corner and we haven't dealt with it. Although Danny's obviously done everything, made every attempt to. Happy to obviously get the goal, felt that give us a platform in the game. But like I said, second half we were a completely different team.
Hat-trick for Ella Humphrey today to cap off quite some week for her.
Yeah, it does, to be fair. We're obviously delighted for her individually. She's a Pompey fan, loves the club. As you said, she's celebrated this whole week, both the men's and the women's. It's going to be surreal for her. And I think she was superb today. Kept telling her to make them back post runs. And when Quirky's got the ball and she beats her player, you know exactly where it's going. And you just need to be there for the simple and easy goals. And talking about simplicity, that's what we spoke about at half-time, was just play simple. And when the ball's there, can we move it off one or two touch? Can we use our support? And then when we do find ourselves in and around the box, can we upgrade our chances? And we did that, and it's resulted in Elle getting a hat-trick.
And just finally, a word on the support today. So many Pompey fans, and you got to enjoy a really nice moment with them at the end.
Yeah, it was phenomenal, to be fair. We mentioned it being a bit surreal winning it when we were on our own in the Legends Lounge, and it was a nice moment, to probably more relief than anything. Whereas today, there was a little bit of pressure still on us and expectation. We've got two games left and we wanted to win both games. We wanted to put on a performance for those fans that have travelled, over 200 fans, supporters, coach as well, and they were superb all game. And I was just really delighted that we were able to up our standard at half time. We're able to get the ball down, play cleaner, play higher tempo, play off one and two touches. And as I said, the second half performance was proper Pompey. That's what we've been all season. That quality between both boxes and that ruthlessness in both boxes. So we'll do a little bit of reflection, because we obviously want to be the best version of ourselves week in, week out. And we take all of this now into a massive celebration party on the 5th.
Yeah, Jay Sadler speaking after yesterday's comeback victory away at Cheltenham Town. One match remains for the Pompey women on Sunday, the 5th of May at Wesley Park. 2 p.m. kickoff. The rock bottom London Bees make the journey down to Wesley Park for that one. Knowing a victory for Pompey will secure that record points tally in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Right, a big thank you to everybody who tuned in to tonight's show. A big thank you to everyone who got involved on the text, tweets and the emails as well. But a biggest thanks goes to our two studio guests. First and foremost, Mark McGee. Cheers for coming on the show tonight, mate. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have you on the Football Hour.
Thanks, Jake. Really nice to talk to you boys about the celebrations of the weekend and celebrate Pompey going up.
Indeed, you said it. Pompey going up. Mark, thank you very much. Barney, pleasure as always here in the studio, and I'm sure we're going to hear from you again in a few weeks if you fancy. We'll start talking about the Championship and what we can look forward to next season.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you on the Common in a couple of Sundays, and if not, I'll see you in the Championship, mate.
Oh, yes, we will indeed. Don't forget that promotion parade on Southsea Common this coming Sunday, the 28th of April. April will give you all of the news and the timings of that one as soon as we hear it on Express FM. Well, a big thank you once again to everybody for tuning in to tonight's show. Big cheers to Stagecoach Across the South for their wonderful support throughout the entire campaign. And as we head into the summer, we've got a lot to look forward to. We've got the Euros, we've got the Championship campaign, of course, next season. We've got to start to look ahead to a new league, new teams, new stadiums Pompey are going to. But there is still one challenge remaining for John Bassino and his title-winning team. Lincoln City away this Saturday, the final match of this League One era for Pompey, and hopefully the final League One match for this football club in a very long time. Lincoln City will be previewing that game this coming Friday on the next instalment of the Football Hour, this Friday from 6 o'clock. Jeff Dorsett is up next with the Soft Rock Show between 7 and 9, which is when that 80 show with Kev Stokes makes its return. Josh Bowness takes you through to the early hours of Tuesday morning with Express Hits. But until next time, Blues fans, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you for listening and good night.